Today, Vermont Gas System says it is canceling plans to run a natural gas pipeline under Lake Champlain to a paper mill in Ticonderoga, New York. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the decision will likely slow the company's planned expansion to Rutland.
The second phase of the Vermont Gas Pipeline project was key for the company's plans to expand service as far south as Rutland. International Paper was going to be the sole beneficiary from the second phase and pay for much of it. The line was designed to run under Lake Champlain to the company's plant in Ticonderoga. Vermont Gas CEO Don Rendell says the paper company backed out of the deal in light of new cost estimates.
The project was no longer commercially viable for International Paper at that cost.
Vermont Gas officials have long argued that service to the Ticonderoga plant would create a large enough revenue stream that the company could expand within Vermont much faster. Governor Peter Shumlin says he hopes the build-out will still happen.
I'm obviously hopeful that both the run to Middlebury and the run to Rutland will make economic sense because that's why I supported it.
Phase 1 to Middlebury is already underway, but without Phase 2 to build on, the future of Vermont Gas in Rutland is uncertain. Rutland Mayor Christopher Laura said the announcement was a big disappointment.
The fact of the matter is we had been working for years on this. It has now delayed the project and is not going to be coming anytime, clearly before 2020, probably out to 2025.
Laura said the pipeline would bring cheaper fuel to Rutland homes and businesses and be a boon for the local economy. At Vermont Gas, the cost increase that caused the cancellation was the fourth in less than a year. The company has boosted estimates for Phase 1 of the project by about 80% since it was approved by regulators, and the latest update for Phase 2 followed a $10 million increase this summer. Company officials have often refused to discuss why initial estimates were so different than the updated numbers. But this week, Vermont Gas CEO Don Rendell came out and said it.
There is no doubt that the earlier estimates did not reflect the real cost of going forward.
Rendell said the company will focus for now on its existing customers and planned expansion to Middlebury. As for the Rutland plans, Rendell said there is no time frame for service beyond Middlebury. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs in Montpelier.
And VPR reporter Peter Hirschfeld and correspondent Nina Keck contributed to that report.